Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Dickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio right above Public Square Coffee in downtown La Mesa is my lovely wife, my co-host of this podcast, overall great gal and wearer of fine old lady sweaters.
That's right.
That she gets from Old Navy.
You know, Melissa, if you want to sponsor the pod, Old Navy.
Old Navy. Ding. Is Melissa. Hi, Mel.
Hi.
It's good to see you. it's nice to just remember that you exist.
We're married.
We are married, mm-hmm. Indeed. Just mm-hmm. Trapped in a loveless marriage. Passion just crashing like it's Black Tuesday in 1920. Sorry, I only know that reference because I'm watching Peaky Blinders.
I was going to say, really? You've been setting up on the Great Depression?
Thomas Shelby is furious that Michael didn't sell when he told him to. Oh, it's and then there's a bunch of cocaine and whiskey and inappropriate stuff. That is a hard R, that show right there. But anyways, welcome, everybody, Melissa, to us. Here we are above Public Square Coffee.
To us.
coffee, culture, cause.
I think it's even worse mm-hmm. when we toast to us on the podcast. It's even more self-serving.
I disagree. I am here to let people know that it's okay to be really happy with your relationship.
Okay.
If you got one you're happy with, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy it, because it's not going to last. Sorry.
Take the wins when you can.
I think I said to us in jest years ago one time.
It's an inside joke, and now it's a joke.
And now it's an everybody joke. You cheers how you want to cheers, but welcome everybody to the podcast. We've got a lot to talk to you guys about today. We're doing some weekend recap.
That's right.
Mel and I are going to talk about our first kind of co-show appearance that we did with Kev on Stage Studios.
My first game show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mine as well, that I remember at least. Second one, because I did That's Cap with him as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about appliances and dryers and washers, because that's who we really are.
Yeah.
We're also going to do a Girl Scout cookie review. All the cookies.
Cannot
getting,
wait.
You know who really cannot wait?
The kids.
Our kids.
Yeah.
Because you ordered one of every box of Girl Scout cookies and told the kids, not until mom and dad make content out of this.
Not until we monetize this.
Can you guys eat these? Not until these cookies are a write-off. We also have a bingo dingo review of the Ant-Man movie. The Ant-Man movie.
The Ant-Man. Just the character.
As well as some other fun stuff. So.
All right.
If you want to see Melissa's fine sweater, remember, we're on video, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the tubes.
That's
we're over on YouTube.
That's right.
Appreciate
and
you guys chiming in.
You guys are
in.
Watching it.
You guys are looking at it and watching, and it's I will say what's nice about YouTube is if you want to comment on it, you can. And I'm gonna look at those, because people say don't read the comments. Well, my YouTube doesn't get a lot of comments, so I see a lot of them.
Are you still not reading all your DMs?
Oh, I still read every DM.
Okay.
I probably shouldn't say that so publicly. All the way down into the hidden ones. I go to the ones that Instagram says, don't look at these. I'm like, those are the best ones.
No, you're not reading all your comments. That's what you said.
Oh, yeah. It depends on the day. Sometimes I just, if I'm ever feeling like I'm something special, I'm like, get into these comments. Remember who you are.
I know. Well, I do think like there's a dopamine hit to like, oh, what would they say? And then, but when they say it, terrible things.
There was an old like I don't know if this is true or it's
bad.
Just one of those like things that gets pushed around. I think I heard someone else say this on a podcast, and I heard it once before that like Marcus Aurelius had someone walk around and just tell him he wasn't that great. He had, like that was that guy's
really?
Job was just to walk around and be like
a critic.
Nah, man, I knew you in high school.
That's what you have a mother-in-law for.
Okay, Melissa.
Ba-ding.
That was a real jokey joke. Oh my God, where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm making it up.
Melissa just turned into
an 80s comic.
1986. Catch Melissa all weekend at Comic Strick Live in Long Island. I heard that, and I was like, that's what I got a mother-in-law for. Incredible. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
That's great. You're easing into stand-up comedy, because when you do start is when you tend to write your hackiest bits. You know?
Yep.
So I remember one the other day where I still think that this is like a funny idea, where I said, this is a true story, where when we got engaged, I was 19, yeah. I was working at Outback, and I had a guy come up to me.
The steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse. Yeah,
not the promoter.
Not the promoter. Only we know that as a promoter. Yeah. Everybody else is like, Outback.
Yeah.
Obviously, Outback. Yeah. Which I love, by the way. I would eat Outback right now. I love Outback. I'm not above Outback. I'll never be above Outback. But a guy came up to me and he goes, "You got engaged." And I go, "Yeah." And he goes, "Well, that's good, because you can get your first marriage out of the way that way while you're still young." Mm-hmm. And I would tell that joke and I was like, "That is not helpful advice, Mom," which is like a very,
right,
very early comic joke. But mm-hmm. I still think it's real, because it did happen. And yeah. Then I came back and I wrote the idea of, like, well, at first I was offended by that, and I was like, then I was like, this is like a Outback waiter in his mid-40s. I don't need life advice from him. And then that feels like...
And then that's kind of punching down.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, if you're a waiter in your 40s, cool. I don't really believe that either, you know?
Yeah.
So it is like, as you get older, you're like, oh man, I gotta, or like you start doing comedy longer, you're like, oh, I gotta like write my true feelings on this bit. Not like just a joke.
Just a punchline.
Just a punchline. Anyways, everybody, speaking of punchlines, I got a lot of dates to promote where you can see quality comedy like this.
Mother-in-law jokes.
Yeah.
Mom jokes.
Yeah, so many. The Halfway There tour kicks off May 19th in Salt Lake City, Ogden specifically, but same thing. May 19th and 20th. The 23rd, we're in Brea, California. The 26th and 27th, Des Moines, Iowa. Then we're into June 13th, Chicago, 14th, Chicago, 15th, Rosemont, Illinois, 16th and 17th, San Diego.
Woo!
Gonna go back to San Diego. The 18th, LA. The 21st, Orlando. The 22nd, Tampa. The 24th, Boston. The first one, actually, the 24th in Boston is sold out. Big flex. And we added one, a matinee show, on the next day on the 25th. So the 28th, Charlotte. The 29th, Raleigh. July 1st, North Charleston, 6th through 9th. This is new. This is on sale now. Tacoma Comedy Club. We're coming home. Six shows there. It's at their new location on 6th and Proctor, which if you'd have been at 20 years ago, you'd have seen a 110-pound Melissa just jogging.
Yep.
July 12th, Liberty, that's Cincy. July 13th, Columbus, Ohio. 14th through 16th, Pittsburgh. 21st, 22nd, Nashville. 28th, Atlanta. August 2nd, San Jose. 10th and 11th, Sacramento. 23rd, Omaha. 24th, Milwaukee. 25th, Minneapolis. 26th, Tulsa. Okay, we had to move a few of these around. Pay attention. Texas, Oklahoma dates moving around here. 26th, Tulsa. 27th, Addison. That's Dallas. That's on sale now. That's new as well. September 1st and 2nd, Houston, and now Oklahoma City got moved to the 3rd. And then a little break, and then Cleveland is on sale now too for next December, 12/7/9. You don't have to buy those tickets right now unless you want to. You could. It would make me and the booker feel good if you did.
Just
if he's
get
like
your December all set up.
I think the last one on that run to be added, I think, is going to be Austin. I think that's the last. Oh, no. Austin and San Antonio coming on sale soon. And then I think that's it. And then we get into December, which I think is going to be Kansas City, New York. We'll figure some stuff out. Guys, it's a big country.
I can't even think about December right now.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, that's because you're trying to...
do the taxes.
No, it's because you're trying to outsource Christmas.
Yeah.
You're trying to not do Christmas anymore. You're trying to celebrate the birth of our Lord.
I am over celebrating Christmas.
Yeah. Well, we've covered that at length. But today, we're not covering Christmas.
Okay.
Sorry, Jesus. You milked your birthday long enough. He's real dramatic about his birthday. A whole month, a whole season? This is not going to go well. Okay. It is not working.
All right. Also, in my head, I'm like,
who are you, my mother-in-law?
It's Easter. Lent.
We got a couple things to cover, but first, let's do a little weekend recap. In the truest sense, Melissa and I are going to talk about how was your weekend?
Yeah.
Because I called Mel a couple times while I was gone, and she was not nice. Sometimes you call Mel to catch up, and she gets mad you called because I didn't call at the right time. And you're right. I guess I should have known what you were doing when I called to see what you were doing.
Yeah.
I should have known.
No, I don't know.
Yeah?
It just wasn't. It's inconvenient sometimes.
Which is one funny thing about, there's many funny things and charming things about Melissa is that when you are inconvenienced like that, like if I call at a bad time, what I think, I'm not going to use words like normal, but I think what a lot of people would do would politely say, this isn't a good
this
time.
This isn't a good time.
Can we call later? I think that's pretty reasonable.
You would think.
You would think. Whereas you punish me for calling at the wrong time, for checking in to see how you're doing. You're like, this isn't a good time. Claire's in the bath. I'm like, okay, that's great. Another option would have been to not answer the phone. I like that you will answer the phone scold me as opposed to just declining, in which case I would go, oh, it's probably a bad time. Not answering the phone is how you tell people it's a bad time.
I think I just, when I speak, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's true.
Like there's no preconceived. Yeah.
Married folk,
and I also don't know how I'm going to feel.
Yeah.
So what comes out, like,
sure.
I'm just spitballing it.
I think one of the biggest differences between dating and marriage is phone etiquette.
Yeah.
It really changes because phone etiquette, it's like, oh, I'm so happy to hear from you.
You're funny.
Oh, I know you hang up. No, you hang up. Now you hang up. I just want to hear about your day.
Call me in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marriage is like, this is a bad time. Boom. You knew I was busy right now. Look at the shared Google Calendar. Boom.
The filter is gone.
Like yeah.
The sweet filter.
Yeah, because it turns into... It's a business transaction. It really is.
Well, I don't think as many people deal with as many long-distance phone calls as we do.
I think a lot of people deal with phone calls during the day, yeah.
Yeah, like if their spouse travels every weekend, then they would deal with as many long-distance phone
calls.
But,
like, everybody has... That's true. Ours is unique. But everybody has, like... They went to the grocery store and they forgot something and they have to call or text.
And it's kind of like a business call.
Yeah.
It's like, where are the kids today? Do I pick them up here?
Right.
You know, like that's not like a cute phone
call. Yeah, you're right. Dating is coffee with friends.
What are you doing?
Dating is happy hour. A dating phone call is happy hour. We're just out. We're just having drinks. It's so good. Oh my gosh. It's so fun that we're talking.
Getting to know each other.
Yeah. And a work call. It's not even like a marriage call is like shouting at the stock exchange.
Yeah. Over the child in the bathtub.
Yeah. Anyways, it's always great to catch up with you on the phone.
I know.
Always really special. Well, we have a tradition kind of at the end of the weekend where I usually on the Sunday when I'm coming home,
usually Sunday night.
Sunday night, and I have to get up early in the morning. I get to get up early in the morning.
You get up early to get home.
To get home, yeah. It's funny at the start of this tour, Taylor was like, "Hey, I think you should like start taking later flights." Because you have to sleep more. Mm-hmm. And I got that, and I tried a couple of them, but I was like, I'd actually rather just get home. I'd rather, like this week, I got home.
Have a short night's sleep.
I said hi to Joel, hugged him, showed him the stuff we brought home. There's Dad's loot bag, brought home some berries, did all the fun stuff. And then we headed on and then I took Claire into school, which is tough. Mm-hmm. Claire, you know, Claire can have a hard time. You know, Claire has an anxiety disorder. Yeah. So like,
we had a friend walk her in one day last week because it's me. I make her anxious.
Yeah, I'm the problem. It's me. That's, you know, it's funny. That's an ongoing bit that we
I
have.
I gave my child an anxiety disorder.
Don't you even. I will
it's
not.
It's a joke.
I know, but it's so personal to you.
I know. That's why I'm joking.
There are certain jokes that Taylor makes and the certain jokes that you make that I go, I won't find that funny. I'm okay that you make that joke and I know what you're doing.
It's mine to make.
It's yours to make, but I won't laugh at it. Because I know.
Seared in sadness.
Well, I know I don't think that that's true. I know that's not true. And I don't think that you, I think there's a small percentage of you that believes it, but there was at one point a big part of you that believed that.
Yeah, that's true.
That you told.
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah.
Don't make me do this.
No, don't make me come back there. Don't make me come back there emotionally.
Don't make me sing.
Don't make me sing. No, I think that's why I won't laugh at it because.
Yeah. Well, I think when you get told that, you know, then you have to throw it back as a joke because. It's a way to cope.
But who told you that other than your brain?
A teacher. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She definitely implied it. She didn't say her anxiety is your fault. She said, right, that it's a little harder with you here.
No, she implied that I made her anxious. So that's why I'm joking about it. But I understand that I take everything too personally.
Right.
So there's that as well.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, you're the human embodiment of the Michael Jordan meme, and I took that personally.
It's not your fault.
It's not even a little teeny tiny bit your fault.
Yeah, it's probably a little bit.
I mean, you've put stuff on our kids. You've damaged them, as have I, but not that one.
Yeah. Nah.
That's biology, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you might be why they roll their eyes at me. You might be, you might be why there's a lot of yelling in the morning. But you're not the anxiety.
You're dead.
Does this help or no?
No, you got me to stop crying.
All right. That was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is choppy waters we're navigating here on this on this comedy podcast.
I don't even know how we got here. We were talking about going to school.
This is how Melissa and I weekend recap. Is we'll be like, here's the thing I did. Anyways, how are you dealing with that forgiveness stuff? How are you? Are you loving yourself? Do you know it's not your fault? I had a great weekend in the lovely, lovely city of Dallas. Highly underrated city. Dallas, I think it's just old 80s Dallas reputation. They had the show. People think big hair. They think tech. And it is an element of those things. Dallas is the most, in the state of Texas, in my opinion, we have maybe the most underrated and the most overrated city in America. Austin over.
Oh, my gosh, Dustin.
Denver, Dallas underrated. Mm-hmm. Let me say this. I like them both the same. I think they're both great. But my original statement stands. Overrated Austin, underrated Dallas. Austin.
If you like big malls,
you're gonna love Dallas. Big everything. Big trucks.
Big parking lot.
Big hair.
Yeah.
Big whatever body part you want to pay for, you can get it bigger. Whatever one, you can get that big. Obviously, Texas, as you know, is the only state where you can fly the flag as equally high as the U.S. flag. Did you know that, Andy? It's the only state where they're like, no. Ours is right here. They have in their constitution that they can leave the country if they want to become their own thing. Fantastic. Yeah, it's but Dallas is great. Here's my analogy. I came up with an analogy.
Okay.
Dallas is cooler than Austin because Dallas knows who they are and Austin is still trying to find themselves.
Yeah, Austin's still growing.
Though. Yeah, Austin is doing
growing pains.
Yeah, Austin's doing too much. Austin's coming in way too strong. They have like old Austin, which is like cowboy and cattle and then like some hippie stuff, and then we have new Austin, which is Rogan and homelessness and vegan and liberal, and it's like it's just too like every
it's very
like
extreme.
The bank feels like a nightclub. It's all to keep Austin weird. You're like, you're not weird. Like Austin has some weird elements to it, but it's not Portland. Portland is a weird city. Portland is like, what? I don't understand.
I guess Austin is like Southern Texan Portland.
This is what I told us. Austin.
But it's not the same.
Austin is what Texas thinks a cool city is, not an actual cool city.
That's so mean. Because Texas is like, we've got Austin.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, you haven't been to Portland or Seattle.
I like Des Moines more than I like Austin. I like Raleigh more than I like Atlanta. Atlanta's a cool city. Atlanta is unbelievable. You know, there are some cool, cool cities out there.
Well, they've got the Austin City Limits.
Yeah,
the...
Boston. Boston's a cool city, you know? Mm-hmm. Dallas is a cool city. And Austin is a cool city. Yeah. When Austin's on my calendar, I'm like, cool, I'm going to Austin. But it's not the coolest city. They acted like it's like our Paris or something. Relax, Austin. You're not. But the reason is
they're very proud of.
I think Austin in 10 years might be America's coolest city, but they're not there yet because they're doing too much. Because it's like it comes on way too strong. They're like, hey, this is like
you know what tacos.
You know what Austin is? Is Austin is like a 90s high school lunchroom. Where you're like, there's the goth kids, and there's the jocks, and there's the young Republicans.
Yeah, the smokers.
And you're like, what is this place? You need to be one of these things. Or have all these things kind of like beautifully merged together in a fun, cool, unique way. But it's fine. It's fine. It has problems, too. Austin has real problems. The bats are cool. I like the bats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Let it be said, I like Austin. Hear me out, Austin.
A lot of bugs.
Austin.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the main problem is there's too many Californians.
Wait, that's why.
When you clip up this Austin rant, make sure that ends.
It's probably the same thing with Nashville, too.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Somebody...
California ruined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? Comedian and former backseater Paige Weldon once said to me when I was talking about how much I like 100 grand more than Snickers.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, she said... you don't need to push down one woman just to rise up another. And you're right. I can like both of these things. I don't have to be the contrarian that I am.
You are.
I don't have to have a
very
hot...
Very much so.
I like Austin. But really what this is coming from is how much I like Dallas.
Yeah.
I like Dallas.
I think you just don't like...
hype.
People... And I'm the same way.
Don't like a hype.
Like, if you oversell something, I'm like... It's not for me. But that's because I think I'm like individualist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Look at this.
Look at it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, look at this Old Navy sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
don't like the overhype.
Yeah.
I don't like anything that likes itself too much. And that's what...
Don't oversell it.
Yeah. And that's why I say stupid things like, you know what, actually, Chicago's better than New York. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's New York is better in every way than Chicago.
Just have a little humility, Austin. Okay?
Yeah. Just cool it.
Yeah.
Just cool it.
Just
that's what Dallas
grow
feels.
Up, okay?
Dallas feels
just
humble to
up.
Me. Dallas feels like like I don't have anything to prove. I'm Dallas. All the sports teams are here. Mm-hmm. We had a show named after us, you know?
Well, my friend who was from Dallas and Texas says that it's just like, it's concrete, and then it's kind of like the LA stuff.
Yeah.
Like the glitz and the plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's very 80s glitz.
I guess
Austin is like, listen, we're done here. I've ranted so much about it. I had a great, go to Deep Ellum. Deep Ellum is so cool. That's what it is.
That's where you were.
They have two streets. Dallas has two cool streets. Let's not get carried away here. But I love their comedy crowds, and we had
a great
time.
It's a great city for comedy.
Yeah, that's why we recorded a special there.
Mm-hmm.
March 28th, Runs in the Family, available on YouTube.
That's right.
Yeah, you may have heard of this website. It's on the come up. It's moving and shaking,
this
YouTube.
Website. Oh, okay. YouTube. Okay. Got it. Why?
I don't know.
We can recap.
Melissa, here's
Dallas.
The thing. No, I want to talk about YouTube for a second.
Okay.
Because sometimes, like, our kid is on YouTube a lot.
Yeah.
And I wonder what he's going to see.
Yeah.
And I get a little worried about what he may or may not see on there. And let me tell you, that's when I'm grateful for Bark Technologies.
Why are you grateful for it?
Because Bark Technologies helps keep my kid safe on the internet.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I'm so great. If you guys don't know about Bark, it's the sponsor of this pod. We love Bark Technologies because as a parent, you're constantly worried about your kid on the internet.
You're just trying to stay one step ahead of them, which is literally impossible.
Yeah, because they're on the bleeding edge. Yeah.
Our daughter can send like 100 group texts in like a minute.
Oh, Glory's a real spam texter. Just ding, 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 ding. You can never keep up with them. What Bark helps you do, you're not spying on your kids. You're not seeing everything. Bark, just when they see something that goes, they go, hey, you might want to see this. Mm-hmm. And you see it. And you go, hey, your kid cusses and texts more than you realize. And you go, okay. Okay. Yeah. And that kid really cusses a lot back to him. And you're like, okay. Hey, your kid looked at this on the internet. You might want to know about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bark. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things is when they'll send one of my videos. They got flagged.
Or a text from you.
A text from us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, we use Bark. What's great about it is you can use it on devices, or they have the new Bark phone, which we're excited about. Mm-hmm. And if you guys are listeners to this podcast, we actually have a promo code for you to save a little bit of money on Bark.
Sure.
Why don't you tell them about that, Melissa?
Yeah. So with this promo code, you're going to get Bark Premium, which is going to send you those alerts when there's, you can filter the alerts, how many you get about what your child's consuming online in apps and via texts, like YouTube, Instagram, all that stuff.
And you're not going to just get it. You're going to get it for a discount, baby. Tell
me
about
that. We've got a discount for you.
If you go sign up and you use promo, go ahead.
You can manage screen time. You can block websites.
We got
a promo code for you.
If you go to Bark and you sign up and you use promo code Don't Make Me, I think it's 15%.
You're going to get 15%
for the lifetime, baby. The lifetime of your prescription, subscription, whatever you're getting, baby.
15%
Seven-day free trial. Use promo code Don't Make Me. Bark Technologies.
Keeping your kids safe online.
Ding, 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 ding. Speaking of online, Melissa and I recently went and did a game show called Honeydew on Kev on Stage apps. If you Kev on Stage
Honeydew list.
Honeydew list. The Honeydew list. Honeydew is Ryan Sickler's podcast. The Honeydew list, it's very funny. It's hosted by Melissa Fredericks, Melissa on Stage, normally.
Yeah.
But we did the season finale. If you guys don't know Kev on Stage.
Kev on Stage has a streaming app.
The Kev on Stage streaming app is fantastic. Tons of good content. I'm on there on a few different things, including my episode of That's Cap, and then this one that Mel and I did together.
I think That's Cap just came out.
That's Cap.
That's Cap.
Yeah.
So this is my first TV video game, or video game.
I mean, really, it's your first kind of like studio appearance of any type.
Yes,
you know,
except when I was in Annie in sixth grade.
Right. That was not.
I did go on two news channels.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you know that?
Oh, you were the little kid on the news?
And they had me sing.
Don't
make me sing.
You sang on the news?
I sang tomorrow on the news.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know this.
Local news in
Texas. I'm always learning
Texas.
New things about you, sweetheart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you dress up? Were you in the Annie outfit?
No. They didn't? Probably.
Yeah.
I probably had the red wig on.
And then the little banner came across.
And they were like, this weekend in Burke Burnett, Texas.
The sun will come out. And you just killed it.
I wasn't nervous back then.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just did it.
Your parents hadn't put an anxiety on you? Sorry. Like, you pay it for it. That's not a shot at your parents. What are your mother-in-laws?
It's a good punchline.
Yeah,
I get it.
That's what I have a mother-in-law for.
More mother-in-law punchlines.
Boo-tsh. Yeah, it's great.
So anyways, yes, I went back on TV.
Yeah.
And it was really cold in L.A.
Yes.
That was like
there was snow in the Burbank Hills.
We had
Hills.
Hail.
It was wild. What
the hail? On the way to the studio. I am terrible at answering game show questions. Like,
No. Take the word game show out.
Okay,
You're not good at answering questions.
I am random and sporadic, and they throw this stuff at you, and I freeze, and then I just say the most random thing I've ever heard.
Mel?
And you were supposed to quote back, you know, call back, like, okay, so what is your favorite movie, Dustin? And then they had it taped.
And you're like, I forgot the question.
Exactly. So they had pre-taped me, and then you answered the question, and we went back and forth with Melissa and Kev, and it was all a good time.
Right. You speak in situations like that.
I don't want to spoil the episode. You need to go watch it.
Yeah. You read like one cue card at a time. like type thing. Like you have no idea, like one word at a time. Just like it doesn't.
It's
I'm not
just
saying,
like a deer in headlights thing.
Yeah, and
I don't.
Yeah, you do know? the what's the saying? The ready, shoot, aim. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
They, and that's. And you do it
there
with
is
ordering in restaurants. You
there is something with like testing. You're supposed to go with your gut.
Yeah.
And not like overthink it or re.
Yeah.
You know, go with your first.
Well, your gut's indecisive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I did my best, but it's pretty funny.
It's pretty
funny because
yeah.
of how bad I am, like just off
that's,
the cuff.
That, and that's,
yeah.
that's the ongoing bit. What I said to you before, and I stand by this, the goal is not to win. The goal is to be entertaining on these shows. We're not
yeah.
trying mm-hmm. to win. But we did go against Kevin Melissa, her sister
yeah.
guest hosted.
So she had been hosting this show the whole season.
And then her
and
sister
then she
Melanie,
sat down.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did it.
So we're going against
Melissa,
Kevin,
Melanie,
Melissa.
And Melissa. Yeah.
We'll just say
so
this. It comes
pressure.
Down to the wire. It comes down to the
it's
last.
Very close.
Yeah.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. what we also learned in there's a game at the end where
yes.
I have to give Melissa some directions. We both have headphones where we can't hear each other very well, and I have to help her
and
find
I have,
certain.
Like, 2 minutes.
It's a little mad.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I will, what we learned is under pressure and under crisis. Melissa will just not even listen to me a little bit, not even try and hear a direction that I'm trying to say. You will just get to work, which is good and also not always the most effective.
Well, Kevin Melissa did the game before us and it took forever.
Right.
And Kevin tripped and fell.
Right.
So there was a lot.
It's a good episode,
like,
guys.
Going into it. So
check it out.
Yeah, you're going to enjoy this when it comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
Other mm-hmm. things that we'd be doing a disservice to our weekend recap that we did earlier if we didn't mention that your last two Friday nights have been spent mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. laundromat.
That's right.
Because you know how to have mm-hmm. a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of our home takes a while sometimes to... Listen,
well,
a dryer's not a quick fix.
Yeah, and also... We're in a situation, a lot of people like have to, renters have to provide their own washer dryer.
Right.
So we're already in a unique situation for
right.
a number of reasons. But yeah, as you can imagine, family of six, Don had a surgery recently. We use our dryer constantly.
A lot of laundry.
Like 24/7.
A lot of laundry.
And it breaks a lot. And
it also
blew up our house.
It will. Miles saw some sparks and got all panicked.
It almost like it took off. It almost
yeah.
launched.
Yeah.
You weren't there. You
I know.
Didn't
I'm
see
laughing.
It.
I'm funny because the story keeps getting bigger and I like it.
No,
it jumped. It actually is on top of the washer
it
now.
Told it told us, like, help me.
Yeah, it was a cry for help. I mean, listen, sparks from your dryer under the dryer. Terrifying. Nobody wants to see that.
It's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
The dryer is.
It was a fire hazard.
It's all lint
yeah.
and gas.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do?
Well,
so, anyways.
Thankfully, it's outside.
I wasn't even going to get into that.
If anything, it'll blow up the back unit. Maybe. I didn't know washers and dryers could be outside till we moved here. And even in San Diego, it's
I mean,
weird.
Can
Have
it, though?
It? Have you
can
seen
it,
washer?
Though?
No, yeah. It's, well,
I've never seen a washer
this
and dryer
because,
outside.
This is because our house, the garage was converted into like a mother-in-law. And so we don't have a garage. And in San Diego, a lot of washer dryers in the garage. It's outside.
Oh, I didn't know that. All
yeah.
right.
Well, because otherwise it'd be in a bedroom.
Right.
You know, it's
it'd
like a 1950s house. They don't have a washing room
yeah.
or whatever
it'd
that's called.
It'd be in a mother-in-law is what it'd be in. It would be in the mother-in-law.
What's a wash? I can't even. What's it? A laundry room. There we go.
There
I don't have
it
one.
It is.
So anyway.
But ours is outside and it was broke.
It breaks a lot.
It breaks
yeah.
a lot.
And I went to the laundromat. I took Joel because I had like 8 baskets of laundry.
Yeah.
And
also it doesn't hurt to have an extra person around at the laundromat.
Yeah. He
laundromats
carried everything.
Are not high society, you know.
Just a couple of people talking to us, you know.
Yeah, it's everyone in the world that doesn't have their
yeah.
own unit set up.
We were shutting down the laundromat, you know, at 8:30 you can't wash anymore, you just can dry.
I guess that makes sense.
They have a whole system.
I bet there are places. I'm sure there are ones that stay up later, but
yeah, this isn't a 24/7 one. They're actually great. You can get 8 baskets of laundry done in under 2 hours.
I suppose that makes sense. Yeah, as far as efficiency goes, the laundromat's
it's
way
just
better.
All the carrying, you know.
Yeah.
That's why I had Joel, he skateboarded, he got bubble tea, he got Cold Stone like all weekend.
This girl knows how to have a Friday night right here.
And I overdid it on some of our stuff, and it...
You did shrink several items. You
it
did,
was
yeah.
so hot, yeah. I couldn't touch the items. And then all the socks would like last an inch.
Yeah.
So...
That's like any...
And I ruined a pair of sweatpants, like Gloria's. Yeah. Like, they are crispy and like half the size.
Yeah, they're Claire's now. Claire, you got new pants. Sorry, Gloria.
So, you know, it just happens.
Yeah.
You're at the laundromat.
Did and these get washed in them? Because I put these jeans on today. I was like, these are tight. They had to have. Yeah.
I don't want to answer this.
Yeah.
So, yes.
They're tighter. They're tighter. I was like, am I putting on weight or did these get way tighter? I
feel like. They got shrunk.
Yeah. They did.
No, they weren't in the stuff that.
They weren't in the shrink pile.
we were driving home and like the car smelled weird.
Yeah.
We were like, what did we do?
Yeah. And Joel's It's hilarious.
We burnt some of our clothes. Yeah.
Now, it's really taking us through like an 80s world experience.
Hilarious. Right,
between jokes and skateboarding outside of laundromats.
Oh, yeah.
And
exactly.
I mean, this is like full blown 1986 movies. The sparks under the dryer. I'm waiting for that to like blow up.
Local news appearances. This is a real flashback episode.
I'm just living in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
And you're in Dallas.
Dallas. Dallas is still cool in the 2000s, so. I've been telling a joke on stage for a long time about Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I've
mm-hmm.
always said very publicly that there is only two good kind of Girl Scout cookies.
Well,
Thin Mints and Samoas.
Yes.
I've been very clear. There are two good kinds of Girl Scout cookies. And mm-hmm. every time I say mm-hmm. that, post a joke, do anything like that.
Is people, that how you start your joke? About Girl Scout cookies?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. then I say, and I've also just talked about that in general, but every time I say that, people always respond, well, have you tried these ones? Well, have you tried these ones? Have you tried? And the answer is no. I have had Thin Mints and I have had Samoas because I'm a normal human being in this world.
Yeah.
But today we have decided we are going to try all of them.
Okay.
We're going to try one of each of the, and I think there's two goals here. To decide truly which one is the best.
Okay.
A group of three here. Truly which one is the best. And also, are these ones even worth your time?
Yeah. So it's coming to the end of Girl Scout season.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know there are two different bakeries?
I did not know that.
We were a Girl Scout family for 1 year.
1 year,
so
yeah.
So there's like an East Coast bakery uh-huh. and like a West Coast bakery.
Uh-huh.
So they both have different types.
Oh.
They're not exactly the same.
Oh, which ones are these?
West Coast. Yeah. So if you're on the East Coast, you're ours are different.
These are the Tupac ones.
But my favorite
part. You're saying
part,
there's a Biggie one.
My favorite part about selling Girl Scout cookies, because we had to go to the grocery stores on the weekends.
Okay.
Was what you said.
Uh-huh.
You just need boxes and boxes of Thin Mints and Samoas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you don't have all those. You run out of them. You replace them.
Right,
you get more and more Samoas, more Thin Mints.
Yeah.
But you're pushing like the gluten-free lemon ones.
Right, right, yeah. And you walk into a grocery store and you see some girl just with like freaking tagalongs and trefoils or whatever, and you're like, get behind me, Satan.
Where are you hiding the Thin Mints?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
you're not even selling Girl Scout cookies.
So,
if you don't have those right there.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but we used to come up with like marketing strategies. We'd be like,
that's
this
hilarious.
One's limited edition.
Oh, gosh. Well, part of the reason, too, that I haven't tried a lot of them is because we had a Girl Scout for 1 year and she ate all the cookies. So she has tried mm-hmm. them all.
Well, we did give them out to guests. That was a good idea of ours, but. Back when we were a Girl Scout family.
That's true. So, okay, so that being said.
If you don't like hearing chewing,
it's fine,
you're
Melissa.
Gonna have
Melissa,
to
they
survive.
Have whole podcasts. So we're just going to do these.
We've learned that people love ASMR.
That's true.
I mean,
true.
So,
that's
you
true.
Know.
That's true.
Maybe
I think
we
that world
should
is
lean
behind
into
us.
The chewing.
So here's.
New theme.
So up first is tagalongs. Tagalongs I've heard about. I don't remember exactly how this is going to taste, but. So this is a.
Here we go.
This is a crispy cookie layered with peanut butter. Okay, we got peanut butter in here. So everybody grab a tagalong in here. I'm thinking this is going to be pretty good. It's hard to imagine
chocolate
and peanut butter not being delightful.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a great cookie.
The trick is to freeze them.
Oh, yeah. That's true of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You know, That's true of a lot
this
of them.
This is like an Uncrustable.
Mmm. Oh, it is an Uncrustable. They should mm-hmm. rename these. These are Uncrustables minus jelly. Mmm.
This is great. I'm only going to do one bite each.
This is that's delightful.
I feel weird chewing on air.
People love
it. That's my own problem.
Yeah. That's true. Okay, so.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like would say.
I like it. Okay.
Here, put it.
Like, I would say.
Like on the table?
Let's rank them at the end. That's what we'll do. We'll rank the boxes here, and we'll put them in order. Next up, here we go. The Do-Si-Dos. Oatmeal sandwich cookies with peanut butter. I didn't know so many of these had peanut butter.
I didn't know there was oatmeal in those.
Yeah. Oatmeal. I mean, oatmeal is my favorite food. I hate it in cookie form generally. But peanut butter makes everything better.
Peanut butter is the best.
Peanut butter is the best thing.
Works with everything.
Thank you, George Washington Carver. Mm-hmm. So much for that. This is not very good. This is so dry.
Too much oatmeal.
That is. That was a dry sponge in my mouth. I just.
This is like a baby cookie?
That just absorbed. That just absorbed every amount of saliva that my tongue had.
You're like,
I'm here to tell you that the Do-Si-Do cookie and the Do-Si-Do box taste the same.
This is a communion wafer.
That is a communion wafer. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That even Jesus would be like, could you please respect me a little more? All right.
Okay, what do we got here?
That's going dead last. Yeah. I can't imagine a cookie being worse than that right now. This is the trefoils? Trefoils? How do we say those?
Trefoils? Trefoils?
Okay, so this is shortbread.
Trefoils.
I do tend to like shortbread.
I am so fine without shortbread in my
shortbread's
life.
A very Christmassy type experience of a cookie. And
but, you know, we are going to London.
There you go. So we'll get used to it.
Think they like?
Yeah, it's fine. This tastes a lot like those cookies that come in that blue tin.
The tin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be
a butter cookie.
This is a butter cookie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be a better cookie.
Dip that in peanut butter.
All right. Here we go. Now it's the all-star game, everybody. Okay. Thin mints are coming out. Thin mints. I mean, I already know what this tastes like. I truly eat these things by the sleeve. A thin mint is, it's a tragedy that these aren't sold all year long. The Girl Scout cookies would never have to raise another dime if they did. It's so good. Mm-hmm. The thin mint is so good. It's like they took mint chocolate chip ice cream and put it in perfect little cookie form.
Yeah.
And it's the right amount of crisp. It's an orgasm of the mouth. It's too much. Sorry, we're clean. It's so good. It's so good.
It's harmony. Yeah. It's harmonious.
Yeah. Both of those things are true. I think that those are synonyms, what we just said. I'm still putting this in front. The thin mint. I mean, to dethrone, it's going to take a lot of work to dethrone the king here. All right. Here we go. What is an adventureful?
It's kind of new.
This is a new one?
I have not had those.
Indulgent brownie-inspired cookies with caramel-flavored creme and a hint of sea salt.
I think those came out last year.
That sounds promising.
This is a bold step for the Girl Scouts.
Your dad will get cookies sometimes and share them with us.
Yeah.
I don't think it's very good.
I love
had it a year ago.
Let me swish it around. I love
like
brownies.
Wine?
Brownies and ice cream are my favorite dessert. But so my fear going into this is it's going to be too much, too big of a swing.
I tried to lower your expectations.
Yeah, that
is very underwhelming.
That is so disappointing. Yeah. Wow. Wow, did I want that to be so good.
Okay. The second bite with that caramel one?
Yeah.
It's better.
This is a reminder that not all adventures are good. Some adventures are bad adventures.
There used to be like the grocery store, like brownie cubes, the brownie bites you get from
the
deli.
Yeah.
Were stale sometimes.
Yeah.
That's a stale brownie bite.
Yeah. I'm putting that's going way towards the end for me.
Okay.
But we'll do a definitive ranking here soon. All right, everybody. Here we go. Now talking Samoas, which I keep wondering if they're going to cancel that name. I don't know if we're allowed to still call it Samoas. Because it isn't called Samoa's in...
Caramel Delights, I believe, is the other.
The East Coast?
I remember them changing them on the West Coast, and I think they went back.
Oh.
I think.
Because people are like, what are these things?
I think so.
Okay.
These are the best.
Oh, my gosh. There's no cookie like this. You know what I mean? It's like, they're like LeBron. They're like, no cookie in the history of cookies has done this much. No one's been this strong, this fast, this good a passer, this good a dunker, this good a shooter. These are the LeBron of cookies. Thin Mints might still be Jordan, and that they might be the greatest, but no cookie does this much. It's got crunch, got coconut. Every bite is so fulfilling.
Yeah.
Like, not filling, fulfilling. I said that exactly the way I meant it to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Andy?
It's so full in the mouth.
Are they up there for you?
See, for me, like, I could only have a couple of these. But I could eat the entire roll of Tagalogs. I could knock that thing.
Tagalog?
Or the peanut butter.
Oh, I almost fired you.
From Tagalongs, yeah.
Tagalongs?
Yeah, what? The red box.
But not thin. Oh, Tagalong. Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, the Tagalong's the first one.
I think the peanut butter is actually pretty subtle for how much is in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can just keep eating them.
Okay.
This is like, it's really sweet. And it gets to a point where it's like, I don't know if I can eat more than two of these.
You know what it tastes like? Yeah. It tastes like...
You mean like have a moderate portion?
No, yeah. You know what it tastes like? Is it tastes like Coffee Mate creamer.
Oh, it does!
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that stuff is like really intense.
Yeah.
Like,
all right, Girl Scout s'mores here. I like that they put Girl Scout in the name. Oh, because it's like a campfire thing. I see. Girl Scout, you're like, I know. Not just s'mores. Girl Scout s'mores.
Now you don't have to have a campfire.
These are different than Boy Scout s'mores because the Boy Scout ones are burnt.
I don't know what
they're
burnt.
No, no, no.
I was holding my breath.
No. No. I was gonna say the Boy Scout ones are burnt. Because boys have no patience.
Whatever.
No, I like them burnt. No, you don't. Nobody prefers a burnt s'more, but here we go. I'm not going to like this. I already know going into this. Yeah. Oh. I actually really don't like that. Oh. That tastes bad to me.
There was like a Keebler cream cookie that was just kind of like this.
What is the cream in there? Is that toothpaste? That tastes bad.
It's supposed to be marshmallow.
That tastes
bad. That's a very
bad
marshmallow.
That's really... Yeah. You're having another bite?
I gotta reminisce like how terrible
it's
that
like,
was.
It just tastes like vanilla. Like a vanilla
Yeah.
No, it's worse.
Cream.
It's worse than just vanilla. Yeah. It's something else.
No, yeah. that...
They didn't achieve the marshmallow. And you can't taste the
chocolate. And I love s'mores, so that's big disappointment right there.
Yeah, that tastes
and
like...
I knew it wouldn't be good.
It just doesn't taste like a graham cracker.
That's it.
What?
Like caulk. You know, like, this is an adhesive.
Takes me back to my three-year-old age when I was ripping caulk off the outside.
Yeah, that tastes like an adhesive. That is not good. I do not... That's dead last for me right there. Somehow we have two left. Okay. This Toffee-tastic. Gluten-free.
Yes.
Rich buttery cookies with sweet. I love toffee. Toffee is like, toffee is, Heath is my favorite candy bar. I really, really enjoyed toffee. So I have high hopes for this. I have high hopes for this. Like it's a,
that song?
My Chemical Romance. The other one. Who's the other one?
Well, I'd say Gorilla Biscuits, but not many people.
No. I was trying to do the band.
High hopes.
No, what's, it's not My Chemical Romance. What's the other one? The two, they're the two.
Yeah.
There's a brand.
Dance, we're going on.
Panic
at the
Disco.
Yeah.
I've mixed them up my whole life. My whole life. Anyways.
It's, yeah.
So dry.
There's a pecan sandy. You guys ever have those cookies? There's a cookie called pecan sandy.
Yeah, I've had
this
those.
Is this.
This is like it.
Why are they so dry?
It's like a rock.
This is
and the Heath is soft.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
This is a doorstop. This is not.
It's a rock. Puck.
This
it's
is not
really
good.
Is.
They.
Oh, this is so bad.
This is sucks. What in the world? How can you. It's crazy
it's
how
gluten-free.
Good they are at some cookies.
It's gluten-free, so.
I used to make the like hacky jokes like, whatever the gluten is, put that gluten back in. I used to think that. But now that I eat a lot of like vegan stuff every once in a while because I can't do a lot of dairy. That's not an excuse anymore. If you can make a good vegan donut, which you absolutely can, you can make a good gluten-free cookie.
But I think maybe it's because these are processed, like in shelf stable. Maybe that's where it goes awry.
These are lemon ups.
Yeah.
This is a whole different shape. Oh, they have a little. These are new?
They have little messages on them. It's pretty new because they got rid of the old lemon cookie that we tried to sell.
What does yours say?
I'm creative.
What's yours say?
I am bold.
Oh, mine says Black Lives Matter. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it really?
No, no.
Oh, I was like, hey, Girl Scout, way to add a boy there. Girl.
No, it says I am an innovator.
Well, hey, you know what?
I didn't be a man.
For the ladies, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Here
girl
we go.
Girl power.
That's fine.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
It's not my favorite, but...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like lemon cookies, you're just not going to like it.
But no, and I do like lemon cookies.
Like I like a nice sugary icing lemon cookie. This is almost there.
I like a lemon cookie. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Here we go. And this is... We're trying to do this collectively here. Like, come to an agreement. There's a debate amongst the top three that we'll get to here in a minute. This is where we want to end this discussion, I think. Are we all in agreement these are our top three?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mel, this is Tagalongs, Thin Mints, and Samoas. Okay. Honestly, the way my brain goes is like it's here and then everything else. But we can do a fair ranking here. Which one was this? I hated those. I like Lemon Ups fine. Mel, you don't love lemon cookies, though.
No.
Okay.
Trefoil. We don't know about that one.
That was the s'more we hated, I said was gross.
My thing would be with the trefoils, I think it's a very consistent, like, butter cookie. I don't think it's...
Right.
I don't think it's hard to be like, this is the most amazing butter cookie in the world.
Yeah,
I
felt the same thing with the lemon up.
Yeah.
That you're like, this is a good lemon cookie. This
right.
Is
and
what
then, so what about this?
I hated that. I don't... Yeah.
That's going way down.
Way down,
yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate the effort on that one. Dosidos were fine. No, they were dry.
Dosidos with some milk are actually pretty good. Like, if it softens them up,
but
the flavor's good.
You can't do that. Yeah, it's like if you put ice cream on these, they'd all be good. Yeah. My dead last is the Girl Scout cookie. I actually had a hard time eating it.
They probably get more money from that s'more cookie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's like double branding. How do we feel about this ranking right here? What would you change, Andy? We'll give you one presidential veto.
Andy likes the trefoil.
I like trefoils fine. Yeah.
I think they're fine. I think that's it. That's accurate to me.
Okay.
Yeah. The Adventurefuls or the s'mores are equally as bad.
As good as these are equally bad.
Yeah.
Like they... Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's accurate, though. I feel good about that.
Here's the thing. I will say... This has always been a two cookie race for me.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, right here. But Bernie, when he was an independent, is going to start stealing some votes. Mm-hmm. I think Tagalongs is the Bernie Sanders, the third
of the
party.
Election.
Ross Perot, if we're going back to 90s, 80s of this. And that I genuinely enjoyed this cookie a lot. And I think it was this one. If I were to put it right next to a Thin Mint.
Don't burn down society, Dustin.
They're really close.
You love peanut butter chocolate.
Here's what I've... Yeah. At a certain point, there's no such thing as better or worse. It's just preference. If you like peanut butter more than you like mint, it's going to go like this.
Yeah.
It's going to go...
Mint's my number one.
Mint's your number one.
Yeah, then
so
mint
you're
is
here.
Mine. But that's...
Okay, so here we go. This is Melissa's ranking. Bing, bing, bing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Andy?
I'm going to go Tagalongs on number one.
Tagalongs number one!
Yeah, oh, for
sure. Oh, man.
Then Thin Mints, then Samoas.
Mm-hmm.
So Thin Mints has been the number two.
Andy kind of sold me here, reminded me that Samoas are pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? When you don't eat these all the time, you're like, no, it is sweet.
Meaning, so this is your, and Mel, your number one was
mint.
Thin Mint,
yeah.
And your number three was, so this is our, everyone's third so far.
No, that would be my second.
Samoas is your second.
Yeah, Samoas my second.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, and I think this is going to average, the average three for us right here.
Okay.
This is it for me. Yeah. I'm going to tag along to second place. I'm going to tag it in
there
to second
go.
Place.
Tag it in.
I think mm-hmm. this is the definitive for Don't Make Me Come Back There. This is our top three.
Yeah.
Just averages. Mm-hmm. This mm-hmm. is where it landed.
All right. So if you're not watching this,
yeah.
you've got
first, oh, yeah.
Thin Mint.
Thin Mint's number one. This is the average. Thin Mint number one. Number two, Tagalongs making a crazy jump mm-hmm. over Samoas, which I will tell you this. On a really happy night or a really sad night, I'll eat a box of any of these threes. Not an issue, or really any of these. Every one of these cookies except the s'mores one, I could knock out no problem. But yeah,
there you have it.
We feel good about this list.
Yes, I do.
I do. I mm-hmm. want to clarify earlier, too. If I was calling the Tagalongs Tagalogs, it's because I'm Filipino. My brain naturally
hilarious.
Was just, oh, Tagalogs.
Yeah. yeah. For the record, that was Andy who said that, not me. Because if there's one voice you cannot do right now. Great. Good stuff. Well, we got to do a quick review of Ant-Man here.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock's special.
All right.
Bingo Dingoes. Go.
It was fun. I could have added Scott's little posse of friends.
Yeah, we missed the security crew.
And even the mom to uh-huh. The daughter doesn't make it in.
Mm-hmm.
I would have
or
loved
the stepdad. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's also
and
great.
So I really the Scott's little team adds a lot of comedic relief.
Right.
And
right.
I missed not having
you wanted
them.
It to be funnier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now like Paul Rudd, he provides all the humor.
Yeah, Paul Rudd
of the
it.
Whole movie.
Yeah.
And I could have.
No, Michael Douglas has a few lines.
Yeah, that's true, but he's it's great that there are just a few, but so that's what I mean.
He's not a comedic character.
You forget that Michael Douglas added it because it's so few.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't want to give anything away because Andy hasn't seen it yet.
Right.
But I'm going to give it. I mean, I just love seeing superhero movies as our family.
Right.
So I'm going 4.5 out of 5.
Listen, it's a 4 out of 5 bingo dingo for me. Every Ant-Man has been the same. Pretty funny. Pretty good.
Little
you
heartfelt.
You see it once. You watch some clips later. You know, there are a couple gags that they do a few times over. You know, like the Baskin-Robbins thing is in there again.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Winters as Kang is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's
Guys,
a great character.
I told this to Taylor over mm-hmm. the weekend, and I'm going to tell you this as somebody who grew up reading comic books. They're just going to start or keep getting weirder and weirder. The most accessible storylines have been made.
Yeah.
Civil War, Winter Soldier, Thanos, the Infinity Gauntlet, Demon in a Bottle, like some of the more popular. Same with DC, with you know, a lot of the Batman arcs. They've been
so they
done year
further.
One. You know, the Dark Knight Rises, all that stuff. They've been done. It's just gonna get weirder and keep getting weirder and weirder. So mm-hmm. buckle up, everybody.
It was also Claire's birthday, so it was like just a fun memory.
Yeah,
go to the theater.
Yeah.
You know, her
lastly,
birthday.
I will say this about the Chris Rock special. Comedy is not for everybody, and no comedian is for everybody. I will say, if you didn't like the Chris Rock special, I understand. I understand the reasons that you're objecting to it. I totally get it. And I'm so biased because I'm a stand-up comedian, which means I'm in it. To me, and I've said this before on this podcast and other places, to me, Chris Rock is the greatest stand-up comedian of my lifetime, if not of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Rock is so far and above everybody else, in my opinion. Again, this is the same debate here with Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
And watching him work at 58, he is 58.
It's amazing.
To be so relevant, to so be so sharp, to be so good, to be so personal. He talks about what it's like being single at 58 and dating. He talks about the divorce stuff, which he did a lot in Tambourine, too. He talks about having teenage daughters and kids, you know, with the fact that they haven't. They're growing up with money. He talks, and then he ends with a huge chunk on the Will Smith stuff. Like he does current event issue too. He talks about the Meghan Markle stuff. There's a lot
nice.
Of current event.
I haven't watched it. Yeah,
it's. I'm just sitting there like I'm watching it purely as someone who does the same job as him with my jaw dropped.
Yeah,
because it is masterful. How good he is.
He did it live?
He did it live. And he messed up a joke. And he even said, like, I messed up that joke.
That's insane.
He had one error. One error, you guys. It's so hard to do stand-up comedy live without messing up a joke, a word. He is so good. He's so much. He's
that's so insane.
That stuff, the Will Smith stuff at the end, I was like, I cannot believe you've written this much about it. And some people are like, oh, it took him this long to respond. Stand-up is very hard.
Yeah,
it is very, very hard. And he had a very traumatic thing happen to him as publicly as it could happen to him. And he
Why not save his response for a stand-up
when
special?
When he can monetize it, baby.
Yeah, like that's his job.
Incredible. Yeah. I loved it so much. Mm-hmm. Anyways, thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to that episode. We're going to give a special shout-out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up patrons, our highest supporters. Thank you so much, everybody. Shout-out to Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Bonnie Galliendo.
Brandy Elizabeth.
Carrie Teague.
Code DeGrow.
Courtney Ebling.
Damaris D.S. Stevens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Farrah Journey.
Isaac Darren.
Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Jessica Sewell.
Jordan Cohen.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt.
Nicole Carraz.
Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert Kappen.
Tiffany Payne.
And Trey Turner.
Thank you so much, everybody. If we said your name wrong, please message us how to spell it phonetically. Melissa, please make note of it this time because you've messed this up so many times. I blame you exclusively. I'm kidding. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Have a good one.